Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 74 on August 9th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Ambac Financial Group, the U.S. Oil ETF, and Halliburton. And then we discussed three new trades on Uniti Group, eBay, and BP. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading you'll need to know in order to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, we had another volatile week in the market and managed to finish the week relatively unchanged. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished 197 points lower, closing at 26,287 points on Friday. The S&P 500 index closed 13 points lower, ending the week at 2,918 points. Now let's get into the topic of the week. The topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week is all about complex trades. We're going to begin a series on more complex trades than what I typically show on the podcast. So this week, we're going to cover one of the more basic ones, and that's iron condors. Before I start, I just want to remind you that all trades are simply combinations of individual options. So if you know what happens with each option as prices move, whether there are two options in the spread, four options, or seven or eight options in the trade, you can figure out where it makes money and where it loses money. And that's really what this all comes down to. Many professionals even get tripped up with the Greeks and more complex trades. And again, I always say start with a focus on where you make money and where you lose money. You can always make it more complicated or more complex, but if you know where you make money and where you lose money, you have a really good chance of making money and mitigating your losses. So the iron condor is a four option trade strategy made up of a call spread and a put spread. So typically the strikes for the call spread are up higher than the strikes for the put spread. That keeps you out of a situation where both spreads could end up losing money and cost you double the amount. Most often when it comes to condors, you're going to be selling both of them. And the highest profit occurs when the stock price finishes in between the two spreads. And also most often, you'll want the spreads to be equidistant. So a 50 cent wide call spread and a 50 cent wide put spread, or dollar wide call spread, a dollar wide put spread. So your maximum loss, like I said, occurs when the spread finishes, when one of the spreads finishes fully in the money. So let's say you decide to sell a call spread and a put spread. Both spreads are 50 cents wide. You collect 10 cents for selling the put spread and 15 cents for selling the call spread. So that's a total premium of 25 cents that you receive when you sell that spread. Now, as we know, when we sell a spread, the most money we can ever make is the amount of money we collect when we sell it. So we want both spreads to finish out of the money. Now, because this is only a 50 cent wide spread, each spread is 50 cents wide, the most amount that you can lose on this is going to be 50 cents minus the 25 cents you collected for selling the spread. So that means you're receiving 25 cents when you get into the trade, and your maximum loss is also another 25 cents. So Your goal is for prices to finish right in between the two spreads, allowing you to keep the full 25 cents that you sell the condo for. Again, when trading spreads that are balanced, the risk is capped. So you're not, you know right off the bat, the maximum amount of money that you can make and also the maximum loss that you can have from this trade. So I like situations where my risk is capped and I know right off the bat the maximum amount that I'm going to make on the trade. Now, it does get a little trickier if you sell ratioed volume. So if you decided to sell 3 call spreads and 2 put spreads, that sort of thing, then it gets it opens up the risk a little bit more, or it changes it a bit more. But that being said, if you sell the same amount of volume on each side, the put spread and the call spread, and both spreads are equidistant or have the same maximum spread value, like 50 cents, that means that right off the bat, all of this, the risk is capped, and it's going to be easily quantified right from the start. So I like to use iron condors. In fact, oftentimes if I sell a credit spread here on the show and I discuss selling another spread on the opposite side, like let's say I lose money on selling a call spread and I decide to go ahead and leave that call spread on, but I sell a put spread against it, that's legging my way into a iron condor. You can actually start the trade off by selling both sides, and that would mean that your trade is no longer just a call spread or a put spread. You're trading the condor, an iron condor specifically. So that's it for this one. I know it's a little more complex. If it's too complex for you, don't worry about it. Again, you can make a great living just understanding individual calls and individual puts and where to buy and sell them. But for those of you who want to get in a few more complex trading strategies, I'm going to discuss some of them over the coming weeks. And of course, if you want to learn more about all the spreads that I actually use in my trading, because I go a lot deeper, a lot more interesting than I do, than I'm able to speak about on this show, mostly because there are a lot of beginners on the show. And there are some some professionals, some people who have a lot of option trading experience. I can't talk about all the trades that I cover in my actual portfolio, but if you want to learn more about the option trades, the spreads that are available that I use to make money in the markets, definitely go to www.theoptionstudio.com and just check out the video there and see if that course makes sense for you to join. I enjoy teaching. You hear my style every week. This is exactly the style that I use to teach people, just like you, option trading. So let's get into the trade review for this week. And, you know, one thing you'll learn as you trade options, stock, futures, anything, it's always great to make money, but you tend to learn the most when you lose it. And it's hard for me to remember all of my wins in the market, but I could probably sit down and tell you a lot of my losses. So maybe I need therapy. I don't know. Probably do. but the truth of the matter is, those of you who trade know exactly what I'm talking about. You remember the losses. And last week really sucked because I lost and I hate losing. But this week is better because all three are actually making decent moves. So it was a good week in the market. We're going to start off with the covered call on Ambac Financial Group, symbol AMBC, Apple, Mary, Brian, Charles. And hey, I owe an apology and a thank you to one of our listeners. He actually emailed me the correct symbols that I should be using when I give the stock symbols. And of course, I printed it out and don't have it here next to me. So you're going to have to bear with me one more week, but I will make an effort to do the right thing in the future. So thank you again. I will follow the military code going forward. I just happen to not be home while I record this podcast right now, and I forgot to pull it up before I began recording. So anyway, AMBC was the stock at the time. The price was $18.36 per share. And I looked at buying that stock and selling the August 20 call and collecting 30 cents, hoping for a 10.57% return, a 10.5% return in 2 weeks, which is pretty awesome. So Ambac Financial Group actually gained 12 cents per share this week. The stock finished the week at $18.48. So it gained 12 cents per share. And the August 20 call that we sold can actually be repurchased for 5 cents, meaning a gain of 25 cents on the week. I mean, we sold that call for 30 cents. So all in, this trade made 37 cents. So that's a pretty good week. If you decide to sell the stock out and then buy that call option in, you can collect that 37 cents per trade. Now, it's nowhere near the percentage gain that we hoped for, but it's, of course, better than a sharp stick in the eye. So with 1 week left before expiration, I would actually close this one out and focus on the later months, September and October. Of course, if you really like owning the stock, you could look at rolling the call option to September, which would mean buying in that August 20 call, collecting your 25 cents profit, and then selling the September for 25 cents, or you can even sell the November if you want to own the stock for a longer period of time. You can collect a dollar for selling the at-the-money November call. So either way, this August trade is done. That's 37 cents gain on the week. Our second trade from last week is the credit spread that we looked at on the U.S. oil ETF, symbol USO, Uncle Sam Oscar. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.48, and I looked at selling the August 11.5-12 call spread at 17 cents, which can lead to a maximum loss of 33 cents and obviously a maximum gain of 17 cents, the amount of money we collect when we sell the spread. The U.S. oil ETF finished the week 20 cents lower, closing at $11.28 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread, which we sold, is even further out of the money. The spread could be bought back for 9 cents right now, which means that you can lock in an 8 cents gain on the week. Of course, if you believe oil prices will remain lower over the next 5 business days, you'll be able to watch this spread depreciate all the way to zero. That's because this is an August trade. So this will either be a short-term gain for you of 8 cents, or for those of you who can stay in it another 5 days if stock prices stay below $11.50, which they are right now, you can possibly capture the full value of the spread, which was 17 cents, 17 cents per spread. And of course, expiration Friday is this upcoming Friday, August 17th. So that's another win on the week. And then our third is going to be the debit spread we looked at, Halliburton. So Halliburton, symbol HAL, Howard, Apple, Larry. At the time, the stock price was $21 per share. And we looked at buying the August 21.5-21 put spread for 31 cents, which creates a maximum gain of 19 cents per spread, or 61.29% return in 2 weeks. Well, Halliburton stock fell $1.48 per share this week, ending at $19.52. The in-the-money put spread we purchased is even more in the money now, so that's great. If you were to sell the spread today, because you bought it last week, so if you were to sell the spread out today, it would actually create a very small gain due to where it's been priced at the end of the week. But if you waited for markets to open on Monday, or you know, it'll be the spreads will tighten up. Or of course, if you want to hold this spread until the end of the week for August expiration, as long as stock price finishes below $21 per share, this trade will profit the full 37 cents per spread, yielding a 61% return in 2 weeks. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. That's what I love about option trading. I would definitely hold on to the spread for 5 more days unless Halliburton shares end up creeping higher. They start to get head towards $21 per share. You'll definitely want to be vigilant about protecting your profit. Now, remember, your break-even price on this trade is $21.19. So as long as the price on Friday, next Friday, is less than $21.19, this trade finishes profitably. So that's it for the review of last week, 3 for 3. I'm pretty happy with that. It almost makes up for last week where I lost 3 for 3, which isn't cool. This week, we definitely are going to start focusing on September trades because we only have 1 week left in August. So August expiration is this upcoming Friday, August 17th. And the three trades and the trades going forward will be the next month, which is September. And just so you guys know, in my portfolio, I don't always trade exactly the front month. Sometimes I go second month or third month out. It just depends on where I can get the best and highest likelihood of profit. So feel free to move beyond what I do on this show. I do things on this show for a specific reason, and mostly it's for education and consistency. Just know that my trades go well beyond this, well beyond just covered calls, credit spreads, and debit spreads as well. So for this week, we're going to start off with a covered call on Uniti Group, symbol UNIT, unit. So that's Uncle Nancy Isaac Thomas. The stock ended the week at $8.90, and I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the September 10 call at 30 cents, hoping for a 15.73% return in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Uniti Group stock for $8.90 per share and then selling that September 10 call at 30 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $10 per share and the break-even price is $8.60 per share. And Uniti Group, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is a communications infrastructure company with a fiber network across the country that supports wireless technology. We sometimes forget that wireless technology still has to be supported with hardware like wires and switchboards and whatnot. Now, the company missed their earnings target this last week, and so the stock got a little beaten up. But I don't mind that because I think that this stock will find a way to pull a little bit higher and possibly cash us out for a 15% return in 6 weeks. Now, this week, the credit spread is going to be on eBay. And I like mentioning eBay. I've traded this one before. Those of you who have listened to the show for a while have seen me trade it before. So eBay, symbol EBAY, Edward Brian Adam Yellow. The stock ended the week at $40.31, and I'm looking at selling the September 40-39 put spread, collecting 33 cents, and that means a possible maximum loss of 67 cents in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 40 put at $1.15 and buying the September 39 put for 82 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $40 per share. The break-even price is $39.67 per share. And our final trade for the week is going to be a debit spread on BP, what used to be known as British Petroleum. Stock symbol, of course, is BP, Brian Paul. Stock ended the week at $36.81. And I'm looking at buying the September 38-37 put spread for 63 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 37 cents per spread or 58.73% return in 6 weeks. You enter this trade by buying the September 38 put for $1.65 and concurrently selling the September 37 put at $1.02. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $37 per share. The break-even price for this is $37.37. And that's it for the trades this week. It'll be interesting to see how the review turns out next week because I sold a put spread and I bought a put spread. And it's rare that both of those are going to make money. But that's okay. We'll see what happens. And thank you guys so much for emailing me. I sent a few of you that options payoff graph already. Once I am back in really good signal, I'll send the others. I've gotten a few more emails since then. I'll send you guys that option payoff graph thing as well. If any of you have a question also on how to use it, I'll create a video. I used to have a video, but I've got to find the video that shows how to use it as well. But it's pretty self-explanatory, and it's a great tool for learning how to visualize where your option trades make money and where they lose money. So I want you guys to be able to understand options so that you don't fear it. You know, in the news, so often they speak of derivatives as this like black magic, like super scary thing. And honestly, derivatives are what allow many of the traders on Wall Street to lock in significant gains each year. So individual investors like yourself can actually understand derivatives and make decent money trading them as well. And if nothing else, you can understand how to protect your stock portfolios or even your what's in your 401k. You know, if you understand derivatives, you just have more tools in your tool belt for making money in the market. So I love options. Hopefully you guys will learn to geek out and love options as well. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Hey, if you like options and you've got some friends that enjoy option trading too, feel free to share the show with them. Of course, you can find me on several different podcasts. You guys have already found me. I also record the show for YouTube, and I share it on Twitter and on Facebook. There's a Facebook group for the weekly options. So feel free to share this with your friends in whatever medium is easiest. I thank you so much in advance. Thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend and a wonderful week. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.